Jesus Compassion Ministries, JCM, founder and proprietor Benson Gathungu, alias Muthi Kiyenge, is embroiled in a nasty frosty social media beef with former Gatundu North MP Wanjiku Wakibe, dividing their supporters who have degenerated into tearing each other to appeal either of the two. Kiyenge, a comedian, gospel artist, journalist cum prelate, worked with the former MP, who is also a journalist at Kameem FM, a vernacular radio station, in 2012 when the former legislator was the head of radio before she was fired and joined politics. But it is Kiyenge's sacking in the same year that is at the heart of the nasty exchange, as he, Kiyenge, sensationally dragged Kibe on his sacking. Wanjiku Kibe, I chose to respect you despite what you did to me in the year 2012 when I joined Kameem FM during your tenure as the head of radio up to today. But touching on JCM Church just because Meshimiwa Kururia visits us will make me lay out my pain on you, the Kameem FM comedian and the JCM bishop wrote on his Facebook account. He continued with Kikuyu dialect, Wanjiku, Riria Endo Kire Kameem FM Waka Wa 2012, Niwe Wari head of radio NA Indarewa Ruchini Twikid Show NA Njogu Warinjoroj. After 1 month, Wanjitire Ofisi Yaku NA Akinyingata Kameem FM, Wario ni former CE, Owa Media Max Wamwaririm Wanake Yushio Indari Na Kaheo Na Niaroka Wira e Nigiko. Yukanjira Injoke River Road Tondi Ni Indua Street Comedy Noti Wa Radio, Nanoguo Endikire Ngikoka River Road NDA Kokire Kurugotu Ni Hon Sabina Wanjiru Wa Chege Akindwara KBC Onginyaririya Kahenjo Atajir Wira Gatanye Mbugwa Akinduta Koro FM Nayuka Mawashimeni Ingakora Nawe Nuwabutu Kameem FM. Come here and say that these are lies. His post is loosely translated to mean, when I joined Kameem FM in 2012, when you were the head of radio, I was given the morning show to host alongside Njogu Njoroge. After 1 month, you summoned me in your office and you dismissed me from Kameem FM claiming I belonged to street comedy and not in radio, and when you were asked the reason for dismissing me by the former CEO, you claimed I had no talent and that I came to work with dirt and that is what I did. He further claimed he forgave the former MP and to demonstrate that, he campaigned for her before switching to support her successor when he realized that she could not win the elections. Kibe did not take Kienge's post lying down and challenged Kiyenge to post the alleged firing letter while dismissing the remarks as untrue and defending herself that she has never been a malicious person. Kindly encourage your bishop to be a truthful person, because those who know me well can attest I've never been a malicious person and I try to do good to people and assist where I can, even though I never get the same measure. What Kiyenge didn't tell you is that I'm the one who discovered his talent through a talent search program that I had conceptualized, and he participated in the Nakuru on Ground Kameem talent search. Voting was being done on Kameem Radio on air and he was one of the finalists, the former MP wrote while cred-citing herself for giving Kiyenge a chance to co-host the morning political show. She claimed it was Kienge's co-host who said they did not have chemistry and that he could not continue hosting the show with him, stating that by that time, Kiyenge had not been formally employed and had to temporarily take a break until another opening, opportunity came up. It's unfortunate that the good I did for Kiyenge has now turned out to be a crime. God knows I never said the things he is alleging, but I understand he is playing reverse psychology and he's very mean with the truth. How would I participate in identifying someone's talent then kill the same talent? The CEO he is referred to, everyone knows he was a serious micromanager and he even terminated my contract in 2012. Most probably he lied to Kiyenge that I'm the one who didn't want him after I left. What Kiyenge doesn't know is that I was his ambassador in ensuring that he got employed, she vented in a long post. The online altercation was triggered by Kibe's post where Kiyenge was seen claiming he was the one who anointed the current MP Njoroge Kururia to become the Gatundu North MP. I'm the one who anointed Njoroge Kururia to become Gatundu North MP. I removed him from Ruiru and took him to AIPCA Kanjuku when I was the Secretary General for AIPCA Church. I transferred him there and he has never forsaken us, and he gave us shush 1.5 million to buy the chairs. He is the reason why the church looks like this, Kiyenge told his congregants in an event attended by the MP. Irritated by the video, Ms. Kibe responded, if I go to such a church and I'm poor, could I be recognized and paraded in front, she posted, eliciting Kienge's harsh response in defense to his church. Kiyenge left African Independent Pentecostal Church of Africa, AIPCA, on February 2023 where he had served for 2 years to open his church which has mushroomed to Maranga, Embu, Nakuru, Narok, Kiambu, Olkarau, Naivasha, Engineer, Githurai, Thika, Kennel, Nyeri, Nakuru, Nyahururu branches. He opened his church on the premises of giving food to the poor and constructed the Lord's Store, where well-wishers donate foodstuffs which is in turn given to the poor, a narrative that earned him massive support from the poor who complained that they have been oppressed by the mainstream churches. The politicians and advertising companies have also been thronging to the church to donate in exchange of the airtime to endear themselves and their products to the masses. He also opened a television to aid in his ministry and is set to be ordained as the bishop on June 21 this year at the church located in Eastern Bypass. But he does not shy away from controversy. In March 23 last year, Kiinge was embroiled in a tiff with his former bishop at the AIPCA after the latter claimed Kiinge left AIPCA after he was not promoted as was his desire, claiming he wanted the church to disregard the protocol because he was a celebrity. There is power and order in the church. In Gatundu, you have set a record after bringing a pastor who became a drama. He wants to be bigger than all of us, the bishop alleged, adding that in the independent church, laws govern the church, the bishop said. The bishop further stated that Kiinge wanted to dethrone all the other bishops because of his huge following on social media. In independent church we have rich people who come to serve God with their wealth. There are celebrities in independent churches but we have to respect the system despite you being very big, accusing him of taking drama and comedy in their church. He also accused the comedian of fundraising money through the live session on social media but did not give it in church. I am not fighting anyone since I am the one who brought him to you people. I know everything, we have our online following, and they pay tithe. He used to make thousands of money through this church but took everything to his wife. We want a management that can help us fundraise and help the needy. Don't be threatened by anyone since they have a huge following. Let them go, he added. Kiinge has responded, saying the bishop should stop spreading lies about him. I am now in my ministry, and if is to become a bishop, it could have happened the same day I began, but there is a spiritual procedure to become one, and that's why I am still Pastor Ben until the day when senior men and women who are ordained in the bishopric office will ordain Pastor Ben. He added that only AIPCA Kibia Memorial Cathedral could explain why Pastor Ben was disappointed and denied making his money from church business and instead claimed that he spent over ₱60,000 from his pocket every Sunday to serve God. I want to be a bishop not to benefit myself but to serve a larger area. I have never eaten tithe for the past 2 years. I use 8 cars daily, and the one that uses less fuel spends ₱3,000. All my team members are paid. Every Sunday, I spend ₱60,000, and the church has never funded me for that. He said, adding that he was paid ₱3,500 after service every Sunday.